Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf. Hey, we left off on the bottom of the daf. Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Ella Amar Shmuel, three lines from the bottom of the page on daf. Dalet Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also Lezecha Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, Nisham Shabna Leo. We thank Dr. Lander for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to discuss today is we're going to continue a discussion that actually began yesterday, and that is how to understand the Shita of Shmuel in terms of what if a person only says Mudarna Ani Mimcha, a person doesn't say Shani Ochalach, or they only say Shani Ochalach and does not say the first half of the sentence. So the Gemara is going to have four different possibilities in what Shmuel's Shita is about saying one half of the sentence without the other half of the sentence. The first possibility we already learned yesterday, that Shmuel understood that Bekula Natchiomer Sha'ani Ochalach Sha'ani Toimlach, that in all the Lashonos of Mudarni Mumcha, Mufrashni Mumcha, Mruchakni Mumcha, there is no neder. That's a zero until you finish off the sentence and say what I'm taking the neder for, Sha'ani Ochalach, Sha'ani Toimlach, something of that nature. Problem with that was the Gemara had several brisos that told us otherwise, that told us that just saying Mudarni Ani Mimcha meant something, that you don't have to finish the sentence, that just that alone, or even Shani Ochalach alone, means something and is actually a viable neder. So the Gemara is going to have three other interpretations of what Shmuel might have meant in a way that that those brisos won't pose a problem for him, and that's going to be Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss how does Shmuel actually paskin when it comes to the sugya of Yadayim She'enon Mochichos, when it comes to the issue of Yadayim Shein Mochichos, and a person uses a partial lashon of a neder where it's not so clear that he's actually even taking a neder or what actually he means by that sentence, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out why Shmuel understood our Mishnah to be taking a certain stance on Yadayim Shein Mochichos when in fact it's a machlokas tanaim, and maybe the Mishnah could have been read in a different way. And we're going to compare the issue of Yadayim Shein Mochichos when it comes to Nedarim to the issue of Yadayim Shein Mochichos when it comes to a get. When a person gives a get to his wife, so it also has to be very, it should be clear as far as what exactly is happening, that he is the one divorcing her and that it is through this shtar that they are getting divorced. What if some of that Lashon is somewhat vague? So let's begin again. We are at Ella Amar Shmuel. So again, just to catch us up, Shmuel had we thought Shmuel was saying that if a person says Mudarna Ani Mimcha, that's enough to actually make a neder binding, even without saying Shani Ochalach. But we had several brisos that told us not that way. That Shmuel held that it's not enough to make a neder binding, even without saying Shani, that you need to say Shani Ochalach in order for it to be a neder. But we had several brisos that told us not that way. We had brisos that told us that a lashon of Mudarna Ani Mimcha is enough to make a neder binding. Shani Ochalach is enough to make a neder binding. So Ella Amar Shmuel. So says Gemara, no, maybe what Shmuel is telling us is that when our Mishnah says that when one says Mudarni Mimcha, he's Asr, that's Taimud Amar Shani Ochalach Shani Toim Lach Huda Asr. The only reason that he's Asr is because he says Shani Ochalach Shani Toim Lach in addition to saying Mudarna Ani Mimcha. Only in such a case is he alone Asr V'chavero Mutter. Only in such a case is it going to be that he's Asr but the other guy is Mutter, because the Lashon of Shani Ochel shows that he only wants to asr something on himself. He's not trying to asr the other guy on him. Meaning, from the phrase Mudarna Ani Mimcha, it could go in either direction. That I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to get hana'ah from you, or that I'm hereby imposing a neder that you're not going to get hana'ah from me. When he then adds Sha'ni Ochalach, that's what makes it very clear that it's in one direction, that I'm not going to get hana'ah from you. Aval Amar Mudarni Emach Luchudei. But if you were to just leave it there, say Mudarni Emach or Mudarni Mimecha alone, without adding the word Shani Ochalach, then it would be a stronger neder. Not that it wouldn't be a neder at all. It would be a stronger neder. Shnei Anasurin. Then there would be usher one on the other. Either one would be usher to get hana'ah from each other, because when he says such a lashon of Mudarni Mimcha, he means to say that I am usher to get hana'ah from your stuff, and you are usher to get hana'ah from my stuff. Even though the brisos previously had said mudarni mimcha aser, it means when in those brisos where we said mudarni mimcha aser, it means they're both aser. It uses the lashon of aser. The Rishonim point out in the lashon yachid, agav the lashon of aser when it says shani toim lachaz aser, because when you say shani toim lachaz aser, then it's only a one directional iser. So that's why we use aser b'lashon yachid, even when we say modarni mimcha, even though we're now explaining that when you say just modarni mimcha, it's a double iser. It's an iser on either party to get hana'a from the other one. So that's the second interpretation of what Shmuel meant to say. We thought initially Shmuel meant to say that when you say just modarni mimcha, that is a zero, and you need to say shani ochalach in order for there to be any neder. Now we're saying no. When Shmuel is telling us when you say just modarni mimcha, that is a neder in both directions. Shani ochalach only clarifies that it's only a neder in one direction, that I'm not going to be able to get anah from you. Ki adam rabbi yisrael b'chanina, modarni emach, shnei anasurin. And this is aligned with the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that just saying the lashna of the modarni emach is enough to make a two-directional isser, that either one is going to be asr to get anah from the other one. So the Gemara asks, is that true? Tanan, we're going to have a Mishnah later on where a person says, Hareini alecha cherim, that any ana'a that comes from me should be asr on you like a cherim, like hegdish. Hamudar asr, so the one who is mudar is asr to get hana'a from the madir. So aval madir lo, but the diuk is that the madir is not asr to get hana'a from the mudar. But if Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina is correct, that when you say modarni emach, they're both asr to each other because of the reason that they both are asr to each other is that when you say modarni mimcha, you mean to, well, the Ran explains, when a person says modarni mimcha, why is that an implication that they're both asr to each other? So the Ran explains that the phrase modarni mimcha means to say that I and my nechasim are asr from you and your nechasim, but that doesn't mean anything. To say my nechasim are not allowed to get hana'a from you, my nechasim don't get hana'a from anybody, and therefore, since it can't mean that, we just assume it means an isra hana'a in the other direction as well. So that's how the Ran understands that the phrase mudarni mimcha, certainly the way we're understanding Shmuel right now, and the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina understands it, is a two-directional listener. The problem is, we have a Mishnah later on that says hareini alecha cherim, which is the equivalent of modarni mimcha, that it's only that the mudar is aser, it's not, the madir is not aser. So says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, really Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is correct, and that Mishnah is talking about kigon to parish va'atalai lo, that the person then explicitly says, even though he says that hareini alecha cherim, he explicitly says va'atalai lo, but you will not be a cherim on me, meaning without adding that extra phrase, then eino chinami would be a two-directional iser, but because he then adds va'atalai lo, then we know it's not a two-directional iser. The Achrona point out, based on the Mefarish over here, that it's dafka if he says betoch kedei dibor va'atalai lo. It has to, because that's he's qualifying the lashon of mudarni mimcha, so it has to be betoch kedei dibor. However, the Nidre's reason points out that from the Rush, it sounds that it does not have to be betoch kedei dibor. That stam nedarim are lahachmir uperusham lahakel. That you're allowed to give perush to a neder as long as it doesn't go against the lashon that you originally said. You can give perush to a neder even after toch kedei dibor. So that's a discussion in the Achronim that might go back to a discussion in the Rishonim. So now the Gemara says, but wait, you go further in that Mishnah, and it says, at alai cherim, if a person says, any ana'a that will come to you, that will come from you, should be usr on me like a cherim, hanoder usr, so the person who took that neder is gonna be usr, because he's saying that I'm not allowed to get any ana'a from you. Avalamudar lo, but the mudar is allowed to get ana'a from the noder. But if Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina is correct, then that shouldn't be the case. When you say atalai cherim, it should go in both directions. So says Mar, no, that's also talking about kigon de parish va'ana'a lach lo. That's talking about a case where you specifically said, but I will not be usher on you. You will only be usher on me. So only when you explicitly say it is it not two directional. Says Gemara, this answer can't be correct either, because you can't say that the reason for the Mishnah is that the isser is only one on one of them is because he said so explicitly, and the implication would therefore be aval stama. But if in a place, in a situation where he didn't say vani alech lo, he just said atalai cherim or something like that, my, what would the halacha be? What we're, according to what we're suggesting, that shnei and asurim, that it's going to be a two-way street, that they're both going to be usher to each other, or I guess a zero-way street, that they're both going to be usher to each other. Hamiduktani seifa, but wait, the seifa goes on to say hareini alecha va'atalai shnei and asurim. The seifa says, you know how to make it that they're both usher to each other, where you say explicitly that I'm not allowed to get enough from you, and you're not allowed to get enough from me. That's a case where they're both going to be usher. Hadeinu d'shnei masurim. That implies that's the only case where they're both going to be usher. Hastama hu usher b'chaveru mutter. But if you were to just stam say hareini alecha cherim, or stam say atalai cherim, then l'chora it sounds like it would only be one directional usher. But according to what Rabbi Yosef Ben Chinin is saying, and according to what we are currently saying within the Shita of Shmuel, that just saying that alone, hareini alecha cherim, should create a double usher. Just saying alone, atalai cherim, should create a double usher. How come the Mishnah says that in order to create the double usher, you need to say both of those things? Hareini alecha v'atalai. Oh, it sounds not that our current understanding of Shmuel is incorrect. It sounds that the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is incorrect. Elahachi itmar, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. This is what the din of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is saying. Mudar ani lach shnei en asurim. If you say mudar ani lach, then or mudar ani lacha, they're both asur, because lacha includes both interpretations, that I am taking a neder from my lechasim that they should be asur on you, and also misha lecha, that I am taking a neder that the lechasim that belong to you should be asur on me. That one word of lecha could imply both things. But mudarni heimach, where you say mudarni from you, mimach, heimach, hu asur v'chaver mutter. That means I'm not allowed to get enough from you, but you are allowed to get enough from me. So ask the Gemara. So that works very well. That's what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is telling us. That Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is not going to have a problem with this Mishnah that we just quoted. Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, if you say mudarni emach, then it's a two-way street. Good, mudarni, then shneim asurim. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina didn't really say that. What he really said was mudarani lecha is shneim asurim. But if you were to say mudarni emach, then it's not shneim asurim. Then it's only in one direction. And that's why this Mishnah that we're quoting of Hareini Alecha Cherim, Atalai Cherim, that's all one directional, right? Until you say both, until you say Hareini Alecha V'Atalai. But if you were to actually use the phrase mudarani lecha, then it would be shnei masurim. So says the Gemara, that's great. Now we understand Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. But now we have a problem with Shmuel, because Shmuel was teaching up our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says mudarani mimcha. And the way we're currently understanding Shmuel to be saying is that mudarani mimcha creates a two-way iser, but it shouldn't. It should only create a one-way iser. V'masis d'ketani heimach. The Mishnah says heimach, says mimcha, the same thing as heimach. It says mudarni heimach. V'kimnu masis n'shmuel, and we said bekulan, and we said that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah could be talking about all these lashonos of mudarni, mufrashni, murchakni, that we said in the Mishnah is ad sheyomer shani tovim lach shani ochalach hu da'asur v'chaver mutter, that it's only if you then add shani tovim lach shani ochalach that the isur is only going to be on you and the other guy is going to be mutter. Aval mudarni emach, but if you just leave it at mudarni emach shnei and asurim, we're teaching up Shmuel to say that that's a two-way isur, that's a double isur, not like we're suggesting right now within Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So therefore we have a big problem in our current understanding of Shmuel. So again, our first understanding of Shmuel was that if you just say mudarni mimcha, you've said nothing. That means zero. When you say shani ochalach, now that's a neder. Once you add shani ochalach, that's a neder. We rejected that because we had brises against that. Our second understanding of Shmuel is that if you say mudarni mimcha, that is an isser on you, on him, and him on you. That's an isser in both directions. When you say shani ochalach, when you add shani ochalach, then it's only a one directional isser. But now we have a problem because that doesn't seem to conform to the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who thought that mudarni mimcha is also only a one-directional iser. So says the Gemara, a third understanding of Shmuel. Elamei yikara, de Shmuel hachi itmar. This is what Shmuel really meant to say. Taima da amar shani ochalach shani toam lach. The only reason he's only usher to eat is because he uses the words shani ochalach shani toam lach. So hude inasur elaba achila. That's why there's only an iser achila. Hamudani mimcha. But if you say Mudani Mimcha, then Mudani Mimcha is more expansive than Mudani Mimcha Shani Ochalach, but not in terms of who the neder applies to, but in terms of on what the neder is chal. If you say Shani Ochalach, it's only going on food. If you just say Mudani Mimcha, it's going on any Hana'a. So it's not more expansive in terms of is it him on him and the other guy on that, in both directions. No, it's for sure only one direction. Mudani Mimcha means I'm not allowed to get from you. But what am I not allowed to get from you? So when you just say Mudani Mimcha, that's what Shmuel is telling me. If you just say Mudani Mimcha, I'm not allowed to get any Hana'a from the other guy. But if you say Mudani Mimcha Shani Ochalach, then I am allowed to get other Hana'a. I'm just not allowed to be ochel. I'm just not allowed to eat from you. The Rashba writes that the lashon of the Gemara is a little bit not mituktuk because it sounds over here from the lashon of the Gemara that the ikr chiddush of Shmuel is that lashon of modarni is implies even hana'a and lav dafka achila. But that's not really true because that's a davar pashut that modarni implies hana'a. Meaning, why would I identify achila as the only hana'a that would be included in modarni mimcha? No, the chiddush is the very fact that such a neder is chal, even though it's yadayim sheinu melchichos. But we're saying mudani mimcha, you would think that that's nothing, because what? Mudani mimcha, what? Well, you didn't say what it was. So the chiddush is, it's enough of a neder that it creates a full isra hana'a. Whereas if you were to specifically say, shani toim lach, shani ochalach, that's obvious that that's a full-fledged neder. It's also obvious that that would only include achila. So the ikr chiddush of Shmuel is that mudani mimcha is enough to make a neder chal, even though it's not clear that he from his words that he wants to asr himself even in Hana'a, the Gemara assumes that according to Shmuel this is Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos, and Shmuel holds Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos Havyon Yadayim. That this understanding of Shmuel is Shmuel telling us Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos Havyon Yadayim. Ihach, he says Gemara, but that's what Shmuel meant to say. That by adding the words Shani Ochalach, he does not become Asr Bana, and without adding those words Shani Ochalach, there would have been an Isra Na. Lema Shmuel Hachi. Shmuel should have phrased it a little differently. So there are a few girsahs in this next line of the Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara based on the girsa of the Ran and most of the other Rishonim. And that goes as follows. Not the way we have it in front of us. Vim lo amar Shani Ochalach, Vashani Toim Lach, Asr afilu bahana'a. That if you don't say shani ochalach v'shani toim lach, it would be asr even bahana'a. So why does Shmuel say bekulan ad sheyomer shani ochalach? That lashon is mashma that if he doesn't say, he doesn't become asr at all. Meaning, if Shmuel really wanted to tell me that with just mudani mimcha, there's a full fledged isra na, shani ochalach limits it to only an isra achila, then he should have said that im lo amar shani ochalach shani toim lach. That without adding that extra phrase, shani ochalach, shani toimach, there's even an isra na'a. The way it's currently phrased, it makes it sound like there's no isra when it's mudani mimcha, and then when you add shani toimach, shani ochalach, only then does an isra kick in, which was the first way we understood Shmuel. But this way of understanding Shmuel doesn't seem to fit with the words that Shmuel actually used. So based on this, the Gemara goes back to square one. We go back to the first way of understanding Shmuel, and that's, I'm calling it the fourth way, but it's really going back to the first way. Elahachi itmar. The fourth interpretation of Shmuel, which is really the same as the first interpretation of Shmuel, is what Shmuel meant to say is as follows. Taima da amar shani ochalach shani toim lach. The only reason there's any iser whatsoever is because you added the words shani ochalach shani toim lach. Hu da aser. Aval amar mudarni amach. But if you were to just say mudarni mimach without adding anything else, lo mashma, it would not imply that you're a clearly created damar aser, that you're clearly creating an iser. My time, why is it not clear from the words mudarni mimcha that you're making something aser? Mudarni mimcha maybe means lo mishtaina ba'adach mashma. Maybe it just means that I'm not going to talk to you, but not that I'm not going to get hana from you. Maybe it's just sort of a guy's way of saying to another person, I don't like talking talking to you. You know, I'm blocking you on social media or whatever. I'm not interested in having a conversation with you. So it could be that Lashon Medarni it means I'm not going to speak with you. Mufrashni Mimcha, if he would say Lashon Mufrashni Mimcha, it doesn't mean necessarily that there's Nisra Hana'a. Delo Avidna Imach Masu Matan Mashma. That means I'm not going to engage in business with you. Not Hana'a necessarily. Muruchatni Mimcha also means Delo Ke'imna Barba Amos Tilach Mashma. That might just mean I don't want to stand within your Dalin Amos. So since it's not so clear whether he intends to Aser Hana'a or only these other things, so even if he had a Kavana in his mind, in his heart, that he wanted to make an Isra Hana'a, the Neder is not going to be chal. We already suggested this at the beginning of the sugya, that this is what Shmuel meant. That was yesterday's possibility. That was the first possibility of Shmuel, that Mudarni Mimcha is just not enough to create a neder. And the Gemara rejected that because we had Brisos where Mudarni Mimcha was enough to create a neder. So the Gemara says, no. In the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara assumed that Mudarni Mimcha on its own had no mashmos of Isra at all, and was not even, it wasn't even Yadayim Shein Malchichos. It was any Yadayim Bechlal. It was not. It was not Yadayim, because and therefore it creates no Isser. Now the Gemara said, if that's the case, you see from the Brisos not that way, because the Brisos say that Mudarni Mimcha Usser, just saying the word Mudarni Mimcha is enough to create an Isser. So you see clearly it's at least something, it's some Lashon of Neder. Now the Gemara is saying Mudarni Mimcha Shmuel is telling you is not a binding Neder, but not because it's not a Yad at all. It's Yadayim Sheina Melchichos. And Shmuel is telling us that I hold Yadayim Sheina Melchichos are lo havin Yadayim. You're going to bring me brises that Mudarni Mimcha does create an Isser? I know there's a Shita that Yadayim Sheina Melchichos are Yadayim. Those brises reflect that Shita that Yadayim Sheina Melchichos havin Yadayim. So therefore, those brises are no longer a problem. They were a problem for our first understanding of Shmuel, because we first understood that when Shmuel said Mudarni Mimcha, it's a zero. We first understood that that meant it's a zero because it's not even Yadayim. And then we have brises that clearly say that it creates an Isser. Now we're saying that when you say Mudarni Mimcha, it's not a zero, it's Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos. And Shmuel says, I'm taking a stand, Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos, lo havin Yadayim. Aye, there are brisos that these lashonos are enough to create an Isser. Yeah, it's not surprising that there are brisos that paskin like the Shita, Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos, are Havyan Yadayim. That's the way the Ran, the Tosos, the Rush, that's the way the majority of the Rishonim understand our Gemara. It's interesting, when we're coming up with what else a person could mean when he says Muruchakni Mimcha, so the what we said is Doloke Imna Ba'arba Amos Tilach, that I'm not going to be within your Dalar Amos. This might have an impact in halacha in a number of ways. Why did the Gemara Dafka pick Dalet Amos? Muruchakti, I would have thought, you know, when they make a restraining order, so they don't do Dalet Amos for a restraining order. They do a lot more than Dalet Amos typically, right? If I'm going to distance myself from you, normally it doesn't just mean Dalet Amos. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a halacha that ain't covered in Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. It's based on a Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin. Not only that, Afilu Rasha Chamer Eitzel Rasha Kal. You're not allowed to bury next to each other. That's based on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that the Chayavei Skeel of Israfa are not buried in the same cemetery as the Chayavei Hereg V'Chenek, because Skeel and Israfa are Rishoyim Chamurim. So the Sefer Chassidim writes that Menudu B'Cherim Akilo, someone who was put in Cherim, they would be Merachik his Kever more than 8 Amos from the other Kvarim, so that the Tfusas Kever shouldn't touch within the Dalet Amos of the Tfusas Kever. Tfus Kever is the Dalet Amos around your Kever. Now in the Tshuvas Beis Sharim he says that the sheer harchaka between a tzaddik and a rasha really is only dalet amos, but in a beis hakvaros, if it's in the same beis hakvaros, even chutz ladalet amos of the rasha, you shouldn't bury a tzaddik, because the entire beis hakvaros takes on the status of dalet amos. So that's what the basis for the minhag of the chassidim is, that they build an ohel over the kvarim of their gedolim, of their rabbanim, even though because the whole beis hakvaros is a din of dalet amos, so you can't make a separate beis hakvaros for every tzaddik. So they make an ohel in order to identify it as its own separate beis hakvaros. So that's why in a lot of the kivrei tzaddikim, they don't just bury, because they want to be careful not to bury the tzaddik, even a tzaddik gomorates a tzaddik. If you can't bury a rasha, gomorates a rasha, so you don't want to bury a tzaddik next to people who are not on that madrega. So the only way to see to it that the tzaddik is considered in his own dalar amos is by building an olal. That's what the Beis Sha'arim explains. In the Tshuvas Petzalah Chachma, he quotes the Sefer Hasidim that you need to be marchich ches amos, and he says, I understand. Our Gemara over here says meruchakni mimcha means dalar amos. So you see that distance is dalar amos and not ches amos. So he works on that. Why it is that it's ches amos and not dalar amos. But you see that this idea, the assumption automatically of richuk is a richuk of dalar amos. It's just that sometimes a structure can create a halachic dalar amos even when it's not a physical dalar amos. Like, if you're within walls that are contained walls, so then even if it's more than dalar amos, we have that like by Hilchos Netilas Yadayim in the morning, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you're not supposed to go dalar amos before Netilas Yadayim. Yeah, but within your house, maybe it's all considered within dalar amos. Kula, that the Mishnah Berurah suggests. Okay, so Vaiter in the Gemara now. So now we move on to part two of the daf. Part one was just trying to figure out what Shmuel meant. So we had four possibilities that were really three in terms of what Shmuel meant. Now we're trying, okay, how do we paskin? Yadayim sheinu mechichos, is it a valid lashon neder or not? So they because of Shmuel, yadayim sheinu mechichos, lo havin yadayim. Maybe Shmuel holds yadayim sheinu mechichos, or lo havin yadayim. And because that's muchach from what he said. He said, mudani mimcha alone does not create an isser. Why does it not create an isser? Because yadayim sheinu mechichos. And that's how he explained our Mishnah. So why is he teaching our Mishnah that way? It must be because he holds that way. So says Gemara, two girsos here. We'll read the girsos that appears in front of us. In Shmuel Mokum Lom Nasisin, Rabbi Yehuda, Damri Yadayim Shein Melchichos, Lo Havin Yadayim. Shmuel assumes that our Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yadayim Shein Melchichos, or Lo Havin Yadayim. Meaning, in, we're confirming that that is in fact what Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he teaches up our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Tosos, however, over here quotes another gear, so without the word in. It just Shmuel Mokum Lom Nasisin, Rabbi Yehuda, Damri Yadayim Shein Melchichos, Lo Havin Yadayim. And it really means to say the exact opposite. Not that Shmuel's passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that no, you can't derive what Shmuel holds based on how he's teaching our Mishnah. He thinks our Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so he's explaining our Mishnah within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but nah, that's not, has nothing to do with how he actually holds. So the Gemara brings a makar for the idea that taka it is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos are Lo Havin Yadayim from a different context. The halach is when a husband wants to be Megaresh his wife, so he has to write a get. That's the only way to be Megaresh. In the get, it tells not only that I am divorcing you, but it's not only the husband's name and the wife's name, but what exactly is happening. It tells the Sipur HaDvarim, it tells exactly what is happening with this get. So there's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if the Nusach HaGet that is telling the story does so in a Yadayim She'enon Melchichos kind of way, is that a valid get? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah Maseches Gittin. Gufo shall get the ikur nusach that you need to write in a get. Hare at muteris l'kol adam. That is the nusach haget. Now that is not to say that a get is kosher if you don't include the man's name, the woman's name. No, it means the nusach of the story of the get is hare at muteris l'kol adam. That what is happening over here is you're becoming muteris l'kol adam. But of course, you also need to have other information in the get. You need his name, you need her name. It's important to get the spellings right, and they do every nickname and everything that they're ever called. They're very makbid about this. But Hareya Mutar's column, that is what is co-race, that is what separates her from him and is matir her to the rest of the world. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so that was the sheet of the Chum. Rabbi Yehuda says, included in the Gufa shall get is Vidain Dihavi Lichimina is Sefer Teruchin Vigereshvukin. That this piece of paper that I'm giving you right now should be a bill of divorce, and then something through which you are now leaving my home. So it's interesting. It leaves out the lashon of get peturin. Later in the sugya, we're going to have the lashon of get peturin. And Tosos in Maseches Gittin says that that's also critical. That the phrase get peturin is also critical according to Rabbi Yehuda. So anyway, the Gemara assumes that the machlokas about the kashrus of the lashon of the get is tully in this din of yadayim sheinu melchichos. That according to the Chachamim, that all you need to write is Harei Mutaris Kal Adam. There's no Chachacha from that Lashon about all of the details of the Maisa Gerushin, because from that which is written in the get, that you're Mutaris Kal Adam, it's not clear that it's through this get that you're Mutaris Kal Adam. It could be that I am reporting that based on what I've told you, you're Mutaris Kal Adam. Based on my words, you're Mutaris Kal Adam. It's also not Muchach that the husband is the one that is affecting the Heter HaGerushin. It could be that someone else is being Matir her. And imkolze, the chum hold it, that's good enough for a get. So you see that the chum hold yadayim shenim uchichos, havyan yadayim, that it works for a get. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the lashon of Aram Mutaris Kol Adam is not enough, you need to say v'dein de havi lichi minoi sefer tiruchin get peturin whatever. So that tells it, because that actually tells the story that I, the husband, am being matter you al yidei this get and not al yidei anything else. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds yadayim sheinu mechichos are lo avin yadayim. So now the Gemara discusses, according to Shmuel, who explains our Mishnah within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the yadayim sheinu mechichos are lo avin yadayim, and that's why you need to be so explicit by a get. What motivated Shmuel to say that our Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? After all, Rabbi Yehuda is a das yachid. In the lashon of Rav Ram Minahar, he writes, "Lukma karabanan tichulchus akavasayu." The yachid Ram, Allah Ram. Why follow Rabbi Yehuda? Say it like the Rabbanan. We pass like the Rabbanan anyway. It's a yachid Rabim, halacha karabim. The Rishonim point out, maybe you're going to say that Shmuel said that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda because Shmuel wants to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he dafka wants the Mishnah to go like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rishonim point out, the Ran, the Rashba, they point out, no. The only reason Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Yehuda is because he thinks the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, because he thinks it's not Mishnah. Meaning that becomes sick. You can't say, oh, you know why Shmuel touched up the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Because we paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel only paskens like Rabbi Yehuda because he thinks the only way to touch up the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So I might talk Shmuel look at the Masis like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is asking a reasonable question. Why would you say the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda and say that the Neder is not Chal when you say Mudarni Mimcha and you need to add the word Shani Ochalach in order for the Neder to be Chal? Look, Makarabanan, why not say that the Mishnah is holding like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that the Neder is in fact Chal, just with the words Mudarni Mimcha, without adding the word Shani Ochlach? The Mishnah wasn't clear one way or the other. So says Gemara, Amarav Amas Nisan Kashi, say the Mishnah was clear. Shmuel was bothered by the Lashon of the Mishnah, because if it in fact holds Yadayim Shani Mechichos, Havyon Yadayim, Amai Tani, Shani Ochlach, Shani Toim Lach. Why does it say Shani Ochlach, Shani Toim Lach? Listeni, Shani Ochel, Shani Toim. Let it just say Shani Ochel, Shani Toim, without the extra word Lecha. Because if Shmuel, so since it's Mashma to Shmuel from the Mishnah that the words Mudarni Mimecha and the words Shani Ochel Lecha are two parts of one neder, you don't need to say Lecha again. I mean, the way Shmuel's teaching up the Mishnah is that you need to be as explicit as possible, and when the Mishnah says Mudarni Mimecha, and then it says Shani Ochel Lecha, it's all the same neder, it's all the same person, it's one case. Well, then you wouldn't need the word Lecha for that case. So Shema Mina, Binan Yadayim Mechichos. It must be, you know why you need the word Lecha? Because of Yadayim Mechichos. Since so long as you don't say Lecha, there's a possibility to explain that he's not asering Achila on himself, he's asering Dibor or something like that. So Mudani Mimcha, from Dibor, if I eat a particular thing, maybe it's like a Tanai in the Neder, Shani Ochel, meaning even if he says Mudani Mimecha Shani Ochel, it's still not Yadayim Ochichos what he's doing. It could be he's saying, I'm taking a neder, I'm not going to get any anav from you if I eat an apple today. Shani Ochel, if I eat an apple today. No, so that's why he has to say Shani Ochel Lecha, to be very clear that the entirety of my neder is that I'm not going to be able to get Hanas Achila from you. I'm not going to be able to eat any of your food. So that Lashon of the Mishnah of Lecha is what compelled Shmuel to say that Yadayim Shenim Ochichos Lo Havin Yadayim, and we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, you need Yadayim Ochichos, and that's why the Mishnah went out of its way to say the word Lecha. Itmar, so how do we paskin? Yadayim Shein Mechichos. When it comes to Yadayim Shein Mechichos, Abaye Amar Havyan Yadayim. Abaye says, Neder is Chal. Rav Amar Lo Havyan Yadayim. The Neder is not Chal. So Amar Rav, Rabbi Idi Asbrali, Rabbi Idi explained to me the basis of the din of Yadayim Shein Mechichos, that Amar Kra, Nazir LaHazir LaHashem, Makish Yados Nazirus LaNazirus, that we compare the Yados of Nazirus to Nazirus itself, to the typical Nazirus. Ma Nazirus Bafla'a, just like when a person commits to Nazirus, it has to be with absolute certainty and clarity. Saf Yados Nazirus, Nezirus Pavla. So too, when you take a commitment of Yados Nezirus, it also has to be with absolute certainty and clarity. So Yadayim Shena Mechichos is not a valid Lashon of Nezirus, and therefore the same is true for Yados of Nedarim, that they have to be with certain clarity. And if it's Eina Mechichos, it's not considered a Yad, the Nedarim. So says Gemara, okay, but Lema Bepluk to Rabbi the Rabbanukam Nefilgi. Maybe Abaye and Rava are arguing the same Machlokas as Rabbi Dan the Rabbanan. Ditnan, because in the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, this was a Machlokas Tanoim. Gufo shall get hareyat mutar skala. Dam Rabbi Yuda Omer v'din diavilichim minay sefer tiruchim v'get peturin v'ger shvukin. That and over here again it adds the words v'get peturin. So that's what Tosfos points out. You see that the phrase v'get peturin is critical according to Rabbi Yuda. But point is that in the context of Gittin we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yuda and the Rabbanan whether Yadayim Shel Mechichos works or not. The Racham say it does work. Rabbi Yuda says it does not work. So maybe that same machlokas could simply be carried over to the context of Nedarim. So the machlokas that we have between Abaye and Rava, the machlokas Amoraim, Abaye and Rava, where the Yadayim Shein Mechichos works for Nedarim, is really an old machlokas Tanaim in Mesachas Gittin. So says Gemara, no, it's not the same. Abaye Damak Rabban Rava Damak Rabbi Yuda. Maybe each Abaye and Rava could tell you that Gittin has nothing to do with Nedarim. That both Shitos in Mesachas Gittin will agree to my Shita in Mesachas Nedarim. How so? Amalach Abaye, so Abaye will explain to you. Anoda Amri, I say my Shita. The Adayin Sheinu Mechichos or Havien Adayim, that it is a valid Lashon Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who by a get requires the Adayim Mechichos. Why is he so machmir by a get? Akanokam Rabbi Yehuda being Yadayim Mechichos al gabe get to be an increasus, because by a get you need an absolute severance of all ties between husband and wife. Veleka, and calls man that the get is not explicit of exactly what is going on, that they are severing the ties between husband and wife, that is not a krisus of al bialma. But when it comes to other inyanim of halacha, like nedarim mishabatle, who says that you need to be so clear and so explicit? Verava amar, and Rava will say, I don't have to be going dafka like Rabbi Yehuda. Anoda amri, I might say my shita of yadayim shenim mechichos lo avin yadayim afilu the rabbanan. Even according to the rabbanan, who say by a get that yadayim shenim mechichos works, they would agree that by nedarim Yadayim Shenu Mechichos does not work. Because Ad Kanokam Rabban Dolbin Yadayim Mechichos al Gabi Get. The Rabban only said you don't require Yadayim Mechichos when it comes to a get, because the Ein Adam Megarish Eishes Chavero. You don't need Yadayim Mechichos by a get, because what do you think is happening? A person that can't divorce somebody else's wife, so obviously it's Muvan Me'elav that without saying Mi Na'i, that this is from me. Obviously it's from you. You're the only husband she's got. Avul Bialma, but when it comes to Nedarim, where it's wide open, what the guy could, you could take a Nedar on anything, for anything, so it's wide open. Mishamadlu, do we necessarily know that Chama Magna say Yadayim Shein Mechichos are Havien Yadayim? So that's why the two sugyas are not necessarily connected to each other. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Meisvei on the second line. Have a great day, everybody.